With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major heat wave set to hit the eastern part of the U.S.
Temperatures rising ahead of the July 4th holiday will feel hotter because of the high humidity with it. So says the National Weather Service. Officials also say several days of high temperatures will settle in across the lower Great Lakes and the Mid-Atlantic. In addition, high temps will reach the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. President Trump has addressed the 2026 Policy Conference of Faith and Freedom Coalition, talking about how Christian faith factored into the principles of our founding fathers.
Americans have always deeply believed in the promise of Christ's words in the Gospel of Matthew. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible, right?
All things.
That's why, as we prepared to enter the 250th year last month, tens of thousands of patriots came together on our National Mall, and we officially rededicated America as one nation under God, and we're not changing.
Democratic infighting intensifying following the wave of socialist victories in New York City primaries. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports several Mamdani-backed progressive candidates defeated incumbents that had been endorsed by House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The winners running on a leftist platform are now signaling they will challenge Jeffries directly, raising new questions about the party's direction. Republicans are seizing on the moment, arguing it highlights growing divisions and a shift toward more progressive policies within the Democratic Party.
And a new analysis is out. It shows red states continue to outpace blue states when it comes to job creation. SRN News. Well, the Trump administration defending religious freedom in New York. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Department of Justice says it will intervene on behalf of a Catholic organization that is fighting a state law requiring medical facilities to allow men to be housed in areas designated for women and to use their restrooms. The Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne operate a residential hospice care program. The DOJ argues that the New York transgender law violates the Constitution, specifically its protections of religious freedom and expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
New regulations on Texas summer camps prompting some to shut down. Those regulations require camps to implement new safety measures because of last year's flooding, like weather warning systems and fiber optic internet. Many church groups had used the camps and are now looking for somewhere else to go. Floods last year killed 27 people. This is SRN News. Trump administration defending religious freedom in New York.
The Department of Justice says it will intervene on behalf of a Catholic organization that is fighting a state law requiring medical facilities to allow men to be housed in areas designated for women and to use their restrooms. The Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne operate a residential hospice care program. The DOJ argues that the New York transgender law violates the Constitution, specifically its protections of religious freedom and expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the remains of 117 dogs have been found on the grounds of a California no-kill animal shelter, many of them with gunshot wounds. Officials say investigators located an area in a barn where they believe dogs were likely killed. One official is calling it a horrific scene. So far, no arrests have been made. More details, srnnews.com.